We left off, we had read the Mishnah and Avdalah and Beis. In general terms, I think these general terms are very true. Hopefully, we'll have time to get into the details. But in general terms, we have three way machlokes to Rishonim. Rabbi Meir said there's only one carbon brought. Three way machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Meir said there's only one carbon brought. It's pretty clear in the Rishonim and the Mishnah and in the Gemara that it's brought by Gezdin. Rabbi Yehuda says that each shevet brings a karban. And Rabbi Shimon says each shevet plus bezdin as well. What seems to be the machlokas? The machlokas seems to be, here we have, everyone agrees, that's a dabar pashut, that what we're talking about here is hara tluyim bezdin umaisa talug b'kahal, that bezdin paskins and the kahal acts. So, who is primarily responsible for the karban? Bezdin for paskining or the kahal for acting? So, Rabbi Meir says, to use the Lashon Yerushalmi, which I think I have here someplace. Meir says, Chovas Bezdin, who? He sees the fault in the paskining. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chovas Sibura sees the fault in the doing. And Rabbi Shimon Chovas Bezdin, Chovas Sibura. Okay, they're both at fault, which is true. The Rambam says something exceedingly peculiar. We had mentioned this once. You remember I said we're going to spoil the metach. What is that? Spoiler alert, right? We had a spoiler. Not a spoiler alert. We had a spoiler. Then that Merkavas HaMishnah. that the Rambam says something surprising here. What does the Rambam say that's surprising? Nothing is very clear. All the Rishonim who paskin explicitly, no, sir, by the time you get to Achronim, you can always have theories as to, you know, what someone else might have paskin the same. But everyone who explicitly paskins, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda here. Why does everyone who explicitly paskins, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Mistamba, because there's a Gemara in Erevin, Memhei or something, which gives the Kloli Hapsach in Machlokas Tanoim, and Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So look, the chorah, that's the reason why everyone I've seen, there aren't that many people, right? It's not going to be most Sifrei Halacha yet. Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam certainly passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that's no question. The Pirush HaMishnah says he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says you bring 12, not 1 and not 13. The tricky part is, of course, exactly. Says that, sorry, the Rambam, the very introduction, Perek Yud Beis, is the introduction to Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibor. The first 11 Prakim are talking about of Hilchot Shgogot, are talking about a Yachid, the, you know, the Chatzis Kavua, or the Karban Olav Yored, or the Ashamot, etc. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet talk about the first Perek of Horios. And Tet Vav talks about the rest of Masechet Horios, which is the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi. Starts the Rambam called Dover Shachayav Al Shagato Chatak Vua Im Shagu based in a Gadol Bahora the Horu Lahatir the Shagu Umbo Rasan the Asu Haan the Sonkal Harasan the Acharkach Nodul based in Shatau Hari based in Chayav and Lahavi Carbon Chatas Al Shigasan Behora the Abdishal also hang the Atva Masa Shemash Kichan also is best in Cloud being also being lost to El Harasan Bilvad Usharam Beturim in a Carbon the Abdishima Osim and they Shatalu Be based in. Okay, stop. If you would stop here, like the Shudra Vaz says, the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Meir. Bezdin is Chayav, the Sharham is Potter. Okay, by the Sharham he means each individual, right? But it's certainly, and true, each individual is Potter. None of the Tanaim are Chayav each individual. Told him a Bezdin is certainly Potter, at least when the Rabbim sin and you have a Parhel and Dover. It really sounds like Rabbi Meir if you would stop here. However, he then continues, Umahua carbon shemin al shuzu, and what is this? Like, here's the ikaron, bezin is kind of carbon. And what is the carbon taka? So you expect him to say, okay, like, what species, what gender, what age, you know, on which mizbeach do you pour the dam, etc. Imba b'rezar shagvahor b'vien paro l'ol of sar l'chatas, we call shevet v'shevet. You bring from each shevet, the carbon zeh u'amar par shashlach l'chashin erba hayam e'nei adon estalash gagam pi ha'shmo l'omdu shem shigat avodazor v'hum medaber v'im b'shar kri so shachayom shigas en chatas kvo shagu v'horu maybe kol shevet v'shevet par chatas zeh u'amar par shba yikra shenem arvim kol adas v'el yishgu nimtzei slomit shem shagu bez nagu. All right, all of a sudden, and what carbon is the best mechayiv to bring. The 12 shvatim each bring a carbon. You have 12 korbanos nimtzeis. It's explicit. Lomi shugu based on a gold or rust of a desire. Vim kolakol shneim asar parim olos. Shneim asar shim chatos. Vim disrafos or dumb nichlas of them. Vim nikrum si rev a desire. Vim yasharmitz or shugu vim shneim asar parim chatos. Vim disrafos nesu dumb nichlas lif. Vim vichol parim nikra parhelm dover shell tzibur. Shenemar, etc. Okay, without getting into the whole question of Rov Shvatim and Miyot Shvatim and Rov Yisrael, which is going to be our next topic, that's the topic of page 12, as you noticed. Okay, the Rambam is very peculiar. It starts out saying Bezdin is Chayev, and then says the Kohol brings. What do you do with this Rambam? So here we do have a minority opinion as to what to do with this Rambam, which is the Lecha Mishnah hiding a little later, right? One of the nice things about the Frankel Rambam is if you look on the side right here, it says, check out the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Tesvav. Perek Tesvav is, I said, it's not about the Tzibur, the part of the Tzibur. It's about the going Gadol. So obviously it comes up as a tangent, but okay, Divrei Torah. Aniyim Makom Echad, Ashir Makom Acher, including the Lecha Mishnah, says the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Dalid, he's bothered by a different question. Question is, the Mishnah Daf Zayin says, Ein beitin chayovin ad sheyoru levatal mitzvah l'kayim mitzvahs. Okay, we know your mitzvahs, so we have that mission already. Okay, so it happens to repeat. Beitin chayovin. What do you mean beitin chayovin? Don't we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? So, says the Lecha Mishnah there, and he adds, there's a rule machloket v'charkach stam halach kistam. Machloket is on dafhei, really. Stam is on Dav Zayin, so why don't we pass him like Rabbi Meir? So his answer is, Sober Rabbeinu Zal Tvayim Nukshim Bezen Chayav Lav Dav Gal Kavonet Tzibur. Yeah, we got the puzzle of Tzibur Tzayim Bezen Ein Kriyat Zayin. The Lashon is Lav Dav Gal, and we say Bezen Chayav, we don't mean Bezen is Chayavin. We mean that Tzibur is Chayav. Why don't we call Bezen is Chayavin? Stam, everyone's involved a little. After all, Bezen are representatives of the Tzibur. They're not, you know, they're not Japanese. They're part of the. They're not just part of the tzibur, right? They are officials of the tzibur. So the Rambam's lashon is lav dafka. We all know what he means. What he means is practically tachlis bottom line that tzibur brings 12 shvatim and bring 12 karbanos. What words he uses, he's not medayik in. That's the Mishnah. And then he adds v'chein rabbeinu v'perik yudbet. Now he refers explicitly to the Rambam in the opening of perik yudbet. Katav kain chayav lahavi karban etc. V'chein kaf v'perik zekas a base in me karban. The ain of a doctor, the Rotzalam are Tzibur. Okay, so the says the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is Lav Davka. Okay, so you could say the Rambam is Lav Davka, he's Rabbi Yehuda, there's nothing special, you know, right? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. The old, yes, some of us. That's the Lecha Mishnah's approach. Don't make a big deal of this Rambam. You know, it's obviously not attractive to us because we don't think the Rambam, we don't think anyone should write that way. But we certainly don't think the Rambam wrote that way. And the Lecha, no one else agrees with the Lecha Mishnah here. The Kesef Mishnah represents really the consensus. I mean, forget about the Merkevas HaMishnah that we, the only reason I gave you the Merkevas HaMishnah a few weeks ago is because he's the one who tied it into the Rambam we were discussing then. He's not the one who says it in Perek Yudet. He's the 100th, he's the 100th person already in the 100 years ago says it in Perek Yudbet. The Kesef Mishnah already said it straight out in the beginning of Perek Yudbet, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam has a lumdish chiddush here. What's his lashon? His lashon is, Kesef Mishnah, excuse me, sorry. Very simple. The Rambam has a lumdish chiddush here. On the outside practical level, it looks like the tzibur brings. The tzibur certainly brings the 12 parim. On a practical level, it's clearly a chova of the tzibur. However, it's really conceptually the chova of the Beit Din. And the tzibur is bringing for the Beit Din. We do find that there are those who bring karbonot for others. I'm not talking about the fact that I can volunteer to bring a karbon for you. I can always volunteer to pay for your karbon. I can, whenever you're chayva chatas, I can just buy a lamb and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash to be makor for you, etc. We also had another place that those have to bring for others, like classic example, okay? Rabbi Yosef Engel was a whole book analyzing this. Minchat Sota, Ve'eviyat Karbana Aleha, it's the carbon of the wife, but the husband has to bring it because of, obviously, the unique circumstances that have to do with their relationship. So here also, it's practically brought by the tzibur, but conceptually, it is a chiyuv of the beitin. They're the ones who messed up. The Radvaz says that as well. The Radvaz perhaps even goes so far as to say that the beit tzibur has to be makna it to the beitin. Has to sort of be makna the money to the beitin. Even if you don't say that, you makna the money to the beitin. Clearly, the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah and most of the Mefarshim of the Rambam explain that the Rambam has a lumdish kiddush here, that practically it's the tzibur, but conceptually it's the beit din. Yes?
I thought maybe the women that, in other words, the best thing that I thought from the Rambam, that the best thing really has to be Makriach at that small members of the best, I don't know exactly, to bring the korban. In other words, financed by the
correct.
The dirty work.
Correct. Very right. They're the ones that have to be soulmates, for example, right? Physically involved in the right. So let us just ask ourselves for a second. Is this shot in the Rambam well founded, or is this shot not well founded? And I think we'll see that there are many, many, many rayos that the Rambam really meant what he said what he meant, and you have a whole list of shitas of the Rambam that work l'shitase of this approach. Like, just give one example, let's start the Gemara a little. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara goes into a tangent here. And Daf Hayim and Aleph. Yadu shahoru v'ta'u mahoru. Right? Beit Din knows that they made a mistake in Hora'a, but they forgot what it was. Whether it's chilev or dam or what have you.
Doesn't Beis Din have to write everything in all their psaks?
That would be good governance, as it were. We do have an idea of sofer, the yad who write is a proper tekes of Beit Din. Safer Daini, but either clearly that's lechachila, they do things, but A, it's not ma'akev. If they would forget to write, it would not be ma'akev. And B, records can be destroyed. People lose records all the time. There's a fire in Beit Din, and there's a fire in Beit Din, and all their records got burnt. It's not crazy, a flood or whatever, a war, whatever it could be. Not a crazy scenario to imagine that their records were burnt. Okay, so that doesn't bother me. So says the Yochel Yichayavin Tamalomar v'noda hakatas, and Argamar says v'lo sheyodu sheyivadu hachotin, the chatas and not the chotin. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss the main topic of the Mishnah. This is clearly tangent. The Gemara goes on later to explain the tangent a little, which we won't read now. But what does this halacha mean? And this is a big machlokes between most Rishonim and the Rambam. This is a big machlok between most Rishonim and the Rambam. What does Rashi and everyone else explain? What does it mean, v'nod ha'chatos v'lo ha'chotim? According to Rashi, what does that mean? The chatos and not the chotim. Translate that into English for me, according to Rashi and most Rishonim. Anyone? Help me out here. I'm not so good at English. V'nod ha'chatos v'lo ha'chotim. What does that mean? The sin... Okay, how do you get the chotin? They know... Exactly. If they know the identity of the sin, then they're chayev. If they don't know the sin, even though they know the sinner, they know who sinned, but they don't know what sin they did, then there's a p'tur. It's talking about the substance of the knowledge. You're only chayev if you substantively know what the identity of the sin. It's not enough to know the identity of the sinner. So they're talking about that which is known. Okay, that is that. that works well with she argur, so of she yivadu. To be known. What is known? You have to, the sin has to be known, like chelev. You have to identify the sin. Chelev, dam, pigol, araya, you know, ishazach, whatever it may be. If you know yivadu achotim, you know the sinner is Rov Yisrael, or one shevet, shevet ruvein, or whatever it may be, that's not enough to be mechayev, only if you know the sin. Okay, and then the Gemara flows a little later, ties us into the famous machlokes of Rilas and Yeshua about a yachid ki agavna. Forget about Bezdin, what if I? Shmerel. You know, I know the identity that I sinned, but I don't know if I chelev or dam. So that's machlokes, so not even the Gemara compares it. The Rambam here has a big chiddush. What does the Rambam say? He says it in the Pirush HaMishnah, not in the Pirush HaMishnah here, it's not in the Mishnah here. In the Pirush HaMishnah, the beginning of the Sechot, and he lists all the rules. And he says it very, very clearly in Perek Yudalid. He says, what does it mean? V'noda chatas lo, what's v'lo hachotim? Right, this.
V'lo hachotim, Rashi and others say, it's referring to the, that which is known. If the identity of the chote is known, that's not mechayev, right?
Unless the identity of the chet is known, right? But how does the Rambam translate the law of chotim? It's not about that which is known, but who knows it, right? V'noda achatas lo achotim, Beitin has to know it, and not if the people know it. It's not enough that people know. That's a big chiddush, big nafkamina. What if Beitin forgot what all the people know? And they come and they tell, there's no secrets. They come and they tell Beitin. So everyone else would say, of course you're chai, what do you mean? Now you know. What's the problem? And the Rambam has a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam says, no, only if Beitin knows. Not if the people know, even if they tell Beitin, because then Beitin doesn't know, they just heard testimony. Right? They don't know by themselves. So it's referring to not that which is known, but those who know the object, the subject, not the object. If the chet is known by chotim, that's not mechayev. If only mechayev, if the chet is known by Beis Din. And it's not even good enough for Beis Din to tell the chotim, we know in Masechet Kritot, Parak Amrulo, that as I, as an individual, if you come and tell me that I ate chelev, and I believe you, then that's good enough to be mechayev me. Okay, so they explain that's because by an individual says, oh, hoda'i lov chatato asher chatai, even if someone else tells him. By the tzibur, it doesn't say, oh, hoda'i lov, it just says v'noda, and that's the drosha. V'noda chatas, it has to be known, and not if someone else knows and tells them. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the, and Rashi. Let's just review how many chidushin there are, how many chidushin there are, because the Rambam also admits to Rashi. He just says that's not what's referred to here. Here there is one chidush. One chidush is that you have to know which chet it was. And for the Rambam, there are two chidushin. A, you also have to know which chet it was. You also have to know which chet it was. And that is not the main chiddush. B, the main chiddush is, Beitin has to know on their own. It's not enough if the tzibur knows, or even if the tzibur tells Beitin. That's the chiddush d'Rambam. Obviously, it's built on the first chiddush. If it didn't have to be known, then we wouldn't care who knew. Right? But that's obvious that it has to be known. Why do I point out, basically I'm trying to skip having to go through the Kesem, Shalacha, Mishnah, etc. They ask, but the Gemara compares this to Rilezer Rishua, who are arguing about whether you have to know which sin it is, not who has to know. Why does the Gemara compare this to Rilezer Rishua? For Rashi, because that's the whole point of the Drasha. For the Rambam, no. Because the Drasha also assumes you have to know which sin it is. The Gemara also assumes you have to know which sin it is, like Rabbi Yeshua.
But the main chiddush is, who has to know, which is not comparable to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, the main chiddush not being compared to Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, only the sort of first chiddush that was before we really got into the sugya.
Okay, that's the tremendous chiddush of the Rambam here. Okay, the Meir here brings two deos, even though he's usually loyal to the Rambam, here is not Machria.
Now, you ask,
here it's always tricky. Why did the Rambam, say
this strange pshat?
Why is this pshat strange? Why is this pshat peculiar?
Because the Gemara compares to Lezer and Yeshua, who are arguing whether you need to know the identity of the sin.
They're not arguing about who needs to know the identity of the sin.
And a Karban Yachid, anyone can know the identity of the sin and tell people, and that's good enough.
Amr lo shnayim achal techelev, then
he brings a Karban Chatas, at the very least, if he
does not deny it.
So where do I get this from? So it could be a matter of Girsa.
It's not 100% clear what the Girsa is. Our Girsa is the lo sheyivadu hachotim. Right? It's not enough that the chotim are known. And, as a matter of fact, in the Rishalmi, it has the same braisa. V'noda achatas lo sheyivadu hachotim.
So both the printed Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Girsa sheyivadu hachotim, is clearly talking about what is known, not who does the knowing. So, if you're looking at the Girsa, our Girsa of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, printed Bavli and Yerushalmi, says sheyivadu. Sheyivadu is clearly like Rashi.
The Mari Korkus and the Be'er Sheva and many other Achronim, I might have put some of them here, or maybe not, doesn't matter, maybe brackets, say the Rambam had the Girsa of the Yerushalmi sheyodi'uhu, lo sheyodi'uhu hachotim. The problem is, we don't have that Girsa in our Yerushalmi.
Meaning there are two main Yerushalmis. There are two main printed Yerushalmis of the Yerushalmi. One is found in the Seventh Yerushalmi. One is found in the Seventh Bavli.
For some reason, it was the minhag for a long time that when you print the Shas Bavli, in the back of the Seches Horgus, you print the Yerushalmi. If you have a Gemara here, then you'll see the Yerushalmi printed in the back.
The only Masechet. Shalmi printed the Yerushalmi, because there's no Bavli. But the only Masechet that in the Bavli printed Yerushalmi in the back is Horgus.
But in both the printed Bav version stuck into the back of the Bavli and the printed Yerushalmi version, it says Sheyivadu. Obviously, some people had a different Mesorah of the Yerushalmi.
So, there's another Yerusha in the Yerushalmi that we don't have printed. I didn't check all the Kisveyat of the Yerushalmi, or any of the Kisveyat of the Yerushalmi, which says, Velo Sheyodi'uhu. If it's Shelo Sheyodi'uhu, that means not if the sinners tell them. That's clearly the Rambam. Your Chayiv Bezdin knows on their own, not if the sinners tell the Beit Din. If the Rambam had that Girsa, then he clearly had to go with his pshat. There is a third Girsa, which is what Rashi has here in his Divrei Maskil. Again, not that you can always trust the Divrei Maskil of Rashi, because sometimes the scribes copy over the Divrei Maskil of Rashi in accordance with their Girsa of the Gemara. But, you know, it's certainly a Girsa someplace. Either it was Rashi's Girsa in his Gemara, or some copyist Girsa in his Gemara, and we'll assume Rashi until proven otherwise. Rashi, the Girsa, sheyedu hachotim. If the sin is known, and not if the chotim know. If it's the Girsa, sheyedu hachotim, that was also the Girsa of the Lechem Mishnah.
The Girsa of Rashi, and the Lechem Mishnah, I mean, the Lechem Mishnah probably got it from Rashi, or maybe it was printed in his Gemara, etc., says sheyedu.
That Girsa could really go either way. Rashi says, you know, if the sin is known, not if the sinners know. Meaning, not if the sinners know who they are, and it's talking about what is known. The Chumash says, no, I think Sheyedu works well for the Rambam. If the Beis Din knows, not if the sinners know, talking about who does the knowing. Okay, so the Girsa Sheyedu could go either way. The Chumash thinks it's notes are more towards the Rambam. You want to see, why did the Rambam give a different shot of the Gemara? Someone will say, why did Rashi give a different shot of the Gemara? Okay, why did the Rambam give a different shot of the Gemara than Rashi, if you'll allow me to ask that? Or certainly, why did Rambam give a different shot of the Gemara than you would think from reading the continuation where it compares it to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which is all about that which is known? One answer could be because you got a girsa that made it seem that way. And go know what the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara was. You know, I think at this point in history, we're unlikely to find out what the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara is at this point. Or the other possibility is that the Rambam is, that the you know, I don't know if this totally explains how he got there, but I would say it's not coincidence for the Rambam Lishitase. This works very, very well for the Rambam Lishitase. What did the Rambam Lishitase? That even though practically the Tzibur brings, the Chiyav is really unbeaten. Really, Beis Din is the engine driving this Chiyav. Beis Din is the ones who are Chayav, even though it's implemented through the Tzibur. If Beis Din are the ones who are Chayav, then I understand how the Rambam might be inclined to read the Gemara and say, no, it's not just talking about the same old stuff of whether you know which sin it was, whether you don't know which sin it was. It's fine without saying something more. Who has to know which sin it is? Who has to know which sin it is a function of who's really Chayav here. The real Mischayav has to know which sin it is. And therefore, the Beis Din has to know what sin it is and not the Tzibur. So it works very, very well for the Rambam. If you take the Rambam, let's just take the Rambam here. The Rambam's Yisod, right, according to Dilo Keperish Halecha Mishnah, right, that even though practically the Tzibur is maybe conceptually the Beis Din is Chayav, then I think, now we'll list, this is not just Stam, a throwaway line of the Rambam, an idea you had one day. This fits with a whole list of sheets of the Rambam, some of which it works very well with, and some of which are, you know, are mukrach. Right here, you know what, he could have had the shot of the Rambam, the Gemara, just Stam. But it happens to work very well. It's not coincidence, I believe. So, one, Nicha Shitaso Dibainan Yedias Beis Din below Yedias Ha Kahal. Right? Yedias Beis Din and not, let me just add a little more. Below Sagi, it's not enough that the Kahal of Beis Din needs to know. Now, here's an interesting question. Beis Din needs to know. It's not enough that the Tzibur knows. Does the Tzibur also need to know? So says the, you know, now we know Beis Din needs to know. It's not enough that the Tzibur knows. Beis Din needs to know. Does the Tzibur also need to know, or does only Beis Din need to know? So the Chazon Ish says, he thinks Vashel Mandar Beis Din Mevi'in Nira to be Nanami Yedias Rov Tzibur. Hanger Beis Kaper. Even according to Rabbi Meir, according to everyone, the Tzibur needs to know, because they're the Miskaper and Gamkein. And they're at least participating in here. Right? I forgot the Beis Din Mevi'in Mishalehen. Even if Beis Din pays for it, the Tzibur needs to know. Balaam a mitzvah, etc. Tzchus a mitzvah mechaper gamaleim. He says the Dabar Pashat, even for Rabbi Meir, the Tzibur needs to know. All Shekain for Yehuda or Shimon, the Tzibur needs to know. He did it on Rosh. Basically, the Chazon is like, no one can ever say that Tzibur doesn't need to know. Give me a break. They need some kapara. But if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, I think it's striking. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? I'll read you again in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis. Kol dar shechayv nashe yatzot chatas kvua im shagu beis nagodol b'hora b'horu lahatiro v'shagu ambo rasa v'yasu ha'am im sofa al ha'rasa net shagu ha'beis din shagu ha'am. Read on. V'achar kach noda lebeitin shetol. And then Beit Din realized that they made a mistake. Beit Din was shogeg and ruled. The Am was shogeg and relied on them and did. Let's be parallel. And then Beit Din knows. Nothing. Silence. How about and then Beit Din knows and the people know? Right? How can they know and then Beit Din knows and the people know? So I think the Diyuk is exceedingly clear here that the Rambam doesn't require the people to know. The people don't have to know.
That's Rav Shach.
And that is, I saw this quote in the footnote, you saw it quoted in there. Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri makes this deal. He argues with his predecessor, the Chazon Ish. Rav Shach's whole self-image was he was the continuation, he was the next Chazon Ish.
But going to Brisk instead of the Chazon
Ish. Okay, that's, oh, correct. In Lundus, he's at Nemesis. Correct, in Lundus, he's definitely Nemesis. Okay, absolutely, good point. Yeah, you're correct. In politics, no, Vada. Okay, fine. Anyway, I think it's a very indirect on the Rambam that Sibra doesn't need to know. Now, you'll tell me, well, if Beitin knows, isn't it Sibra likely to find out at some point? Don't they have to send out a cruz telling you don't rely on this anymore? Perhaps, I'm not denying that practically the people are likely to know, but that's not halachically significant in the realm of this karbon. I mean, obviously, Beis Din made a mistake. When they realize their mistake, they should tell everyone, don't follow this anymore because we don't want you to do averos. So, the chora, the people will know. But that's not important. That's not significant. And I think here, when Chilas quote a Chazon Ish, maybe the Chazon Ish is right according to everyone else in the world. But it's very hard to say that he's right according to the Meduyak Barambam Neged Tachazon Ish Dilo Ba'inan Yedias HaKahal Bichlal. You don't need Yedias HaKahal. Doesn't the Kahal have to pay for it? Yes, the Kahal has to pay for it, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's Yedia. Why? Because it says Mefurish on Daf Gimel and Bit, Daf Gimel and Beis, Yibayis Eimakon Shigabu Stam. Right? I mean, it could be almost, even if the call has to pay, that doesn't mean they have to know. Again, they're likely to know. That's not my point. Point is not halachically relevant. Why does the call not have to know? Why doesn't he got the call knowing? Very clear, because he really means the chi of a bestin.
If the carb is coming from the chaper also on the call of what they did, how can you have kapara without the idea?
So, hold that thought. Okay? So hold that thought. Now, let me just point out a couple of other things. Another fascinating thing is, let me give you something that I think is mochrach. And this is a chakira I didn't go into because I was saving it for now. There's one Mishnah we read through very quickly. I pointed out to him, because Rashi tells us Rashi had a shot in the Gemara in that Mishnah, but we didn't get into that either. But the previous Mishnah, Horu Beitin Shogin V'Asu Kolakal Shogin V'Vin Par Mezidin V'Asu Shogin V'Vin Kisba Osira Shogin V'Asu Mezidin Hare Elu Pturin. There's a Ptur of Mezidin V'Asu Shogin and a Ptur of Shogin V'Asu Mezidin. Right? Now, let's make ourselves a little box, okay? Shogigin, horu shogigin, v'asu mezidin, horu mezidin, v'asu shogigin. Both cases are putter from the par helim davar. What's the difference between them? Is each yachid chayav a carbon chatas of a yachid, right? Okay, that's not what I'm interested in right now. I'm putting that in parentheses. In parentheses, how about each yachid in Horoshogin v'asu mezidin is potter because mezid doesn't bring a chatas. Obviously, if they're asu mezidin, they don't bring individual karbanos because a mezid can never bring a chatas. And in this case, for the Mishnah, chayav chatas. Okay, that's mefurish in that. It seems very reasonable, right? Mori Lessis, he keeps asking us, but how is it the fault of the Shogin of Beitim as Horu Mezidin? You know, weren't they Anusim? And we'll go back to what we said earlier. Either there is no claim of Anusim if you're intellectually misled, or you'll have to be neglect to say that they should have suspected, you know, this, you know, these corrupt judges somehow. But the...
It's not even corrupt.
Okay.
Nobody knew it. It just showed up.
Right. What if they discover one guy's a mamzer? How come each yachid is chayiv? First of all, it doesn't say in the Mishnah each yachid is chayiv in that case. It just says in the Rambam. Okay. So you'll have to go back to those saying. Basically, I guess you'll have to go back to saying that, yeah, there's no pteranos. Bechi agadna. As much as you don't like it. And as much as I'm about to not like it. But okay. How about the par helim davar? Very clear. Potter and potter. Right? Very clear. Potter in both cases to the par helim davar. The question is, why is there a patur of par helim davar? How would you have explained? What would you have said? Why is there a patur from par helim davar in these two cases? What would you have said? I'm not gonna criticize you. I'm asking what you would have said. By definition, your answer is correct. So I can't criticize the accuracy of your answer. I can criticize the Igloy Milsa about how smart you are. Yes?
Because it's Mo.
Because?
Because everyone's supposed to be shogeg.
Because why? And why is everyone supposed to be shogeg? This is not meant to be a hard question. I'm just trying to tease out the obvious answer.
The pasuk says,
right? The pasuk says because everyone's supposed to be shogeg. Interestingly, meaning the truth is that seems here. Why is it maybe not bringchatas? The pasuk says shogeg. Meaning the chiyuv is only on a shogeg. Amazing, it's not chayev because the pasuk says shogeg. That's what David would have said, and I also might have said that. I think it's a very reasonable thing to say. What is a reasonable thing to say? You could say a few things. That's not my point. What might you have said? Because amazed is not chayav karbon. Why? Because the pasuk says, right? Yishku v'nelam lishgaga. And amazed is not chayav a karbon. And someone's amazed here. What does the Rambam say when he brings down this Mishnah? I'm curious to see. What does the Rambam say when he brings down this Mishnah? Says the Rambam. Are you curious to see, Monty?
Yes.
Okay. Says the Rambam. The Horu based in Lahater Davar Asa Bezodo. The Asa Akal Al Pihem Bishgaga. Beitin Turim in Akarban Mepnei Shehin Mezidin. Beitin are Potter because they're Mezid. And Mezid Potter from a Akarban. Beitin Turim in Akarban Mezidin. Mezid is Potter from Akarban. Cholecha Be'echanozim Be'e Chayiv as we saw. Okay, what does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, if Beitin was Hormazidin, because amazed is not Chayiv a Karban. Okay, what if Beitin was Horoshogin, but also Mazidin? Let's see. Homer Beitin Mishgagal, V'yadu Akal Shatah, V'she'in Roy L'Kabal Mem Yach B'kein Asu Akal V'lal P'hem, Eva El Turim HaKarban, Beitin P'turim Shari Lo Asu HaKal Mipnei Horatan Shehet Asam. The chalosim p'tur min karban. That's a min karban yachid. Why is there p'tur from parhelim davar? Because I'll read you again why there's no parhelim davar. There's no parhelim davar because beitim p'turim. Of course, his lashon is beitim p'turim. And shari lo asu akal mepnei horasam shehit atam. The people didn't follow their hora. He doesn't say because, now he says, and each individual is potter because he was amazing. I know each individual is potter because he's amazing. But why is there no parhelim davar? Because the people weren't following Horas Bezin. They were following their own thoughts. So it's not the case. So he says, because the tzibur was not following Horas Bezin. Now notice how he expresses this p'tur. He doesn't say, if the people are mezid, there's no parhelim davar. If the Beis Din is mezid, no parhelim davar. He says, no. If the Beit Din is mezid, there's no parhelim davar because they were mezid. And if the people are mezid, why is there no parhelim davar? Because the people weren't following the hora of Beit Din. I mean, Luyatur, they're following, we don't care what the people really were. We just care if they're following the hora of Beit Din or not. Right, and he clearly is putting the dagesh, he's putting the emphasis on Beit Din. Did Beit Din do something in the Meshogeg? Yes. Next tonight, did Beit Din do something in the Meshogeg and the people were following them? If the people were following, the Beit Din do the Meshogeg. But he doesn't, the Etzim care of what the people were, like he cares of the Beit Din were. Why does he express? He expresses now the people, that's the Chayiv Ich Yachid. You want to know if Ich Yachid is Chayiv, look at the people. You want to know if there's a power? Look at Beit Din. Whether Beit Din was Mezid or Shogeg, and whether the people followed Beit Din. So I think his formulation, I might not have said that. I might have just said, you know why there's no par? Because they're Mezid. And it wasn't a Shogeg, because it wasn't Yishgu, because it wasn't Bishgaga. Apparently.
Would you find what
Shgaga
and
Mezid
means in such a case?
Shgaga means.
Did they not believe the Beit Din, but go ahead and do it?
Exactly. They didn't believe the Beit Din. They knew it was Usher, but they said, well, now no one's going to punish us, so let's go do the Usher thing. Okay, so I think here the formulation of the Rambam, in my opinion, is that the Rambam in Yud Gimel Vav is is Meduyak Shem Beit Din Hezidu Potter Mishum Shem Beit Din
lo hayu shogigin, aval im sibur hezidu potter mipar, par helen dover. I'm not talking about whether they're potter from each carbon yachid. Mishon she sibur lo asu alpi haras bezdin. The lo mishon etzem hazodas hatzibur. I think that's the Rambam Lashita say. We don't really care how the tzibur sinned. We care how they reacted to Beit Din. But we don't really care about the status of the tzibur. We really care about the status of the Beit Din.
Isn't that the way Rashi explained it more as well?
What does Rashi say here? Rashi says... No, Rashi says the opposite. The last Rashi in the Mishnah, Horu Beit Din Shogun, but also called Mazidim Turim, the Mazid Lav Bar Karban. This is what Rashi says. Mazid is not Bar Karban. Right? It's a Tzibur Mazidim they can't bring, because how can a Mazid bring a Karban? He says the opposite of the, he says, of course there's no par.
What about the first Rashi under the Mar?
Time of the Shogun, also Mazidim Turim, the Mazid Lav Bar Karban, Lo Tzibur Vlo Yachid, Ha Shogig Dumya the Mazid, I'm not sure what you're pointing out. He says the same thing, Mazid Lav Bar Karban. No, but that's talking about the Shogeg Dumya de Mazid, not the case in the Mishnah. That's not in the deal for the case of where he mixed up the Chelev. That's not the case in the Mishnah. Okay, and this is what this is basically what Rashi says. Yeah, maybe not in these words, but certainly this part of it.
This might be a question that's too late to ask, but do we know that, the Paragim Dabba, do we know that that's equivalent to the Chatas of an individual? Now I'm trying to see, what the shogeg of the bezdin. Since when does a person bring a chatas? A person, an individual, wouldn't bring a chatas for this type of mistake. It's just that there's a special parsha that the bezdin does it. But I assume that the bezdin is really doing it for all the people that fell in the trap. In other words, they're not really doing it for themselves. Because for themselves, they didn't do an isur that was.
That's what you're assuming, but that's not what the Rambam's assuming.
But that could be an assumption too.
Correct. You could easily say that.
If you take a case where the tzibur is shogeg, but they're mevayeh be'orah, so beitin would be pater also. So it doesn't have to do with the fact that the tzibur is mezid.
And chlami, mezid is just a heavy tendency of not.
See, this doesn't fit into the fact that beitin is a player here. If it's. The explanation of the
Rambam
is that the
tzibur wasn't. Okay, the diuk is more correct, meaning it's more that he could have explained in various. He could have had various logical explanations and picked this one. So, okay, I'm a kabbal. Okay, let's mention one or two other things. The interesting thing is the minyan mitzvos. What's interesting about the Rambam's minyan mitzvos? Open up a Yikr Perek Dalet. How many chataot kvuot, right? Non sliding scale. Have for different people. How many different categories of people there are for chatos? Four. Yachid, tzibur, kohen gadol, and nas. Okay, how many mitzvah say is it in the Rambam? Two. Yachid / kohen mashiach / nasi, and tzibur. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlau, in his Perush on Sadigon Sefer Mitzvos, has a lot of trouble with this. Like, either it's four or it's one. What's found in the Rambam, right? If you want to say it's four, then it's four. They each have different details. If you want to say it's one, it's one. Why split it up this way? Mele, if he had split up and put, I don't know, the Tzibur and the Kohen Mashiach together, and the Nasi and the Yachin together, I could have handled it. There's a Chatas Pnimis and a Chatas Chitzon. But why does the Rambam do this? Now, you don't necessarily need a fancy lumdish answer to this. You could just say somehow the Rambam thought that a tzibur and a yachid are different enough to require different mitzvos, while a kohen gadol and a yachid hedyot are not different enough to require different mitzvos. You know, but I think according to our understanding, Hashem says Rambam, it's very meduyak. Of course, these are two different things. The Yachid and the Kohen Gadol and Nasi bring a carbon for doing a sin. That's one mitzvah saseh. But the carbon tzibur, it's not a chiyuv of carbon for doing a sin. Then it would be a chovas tzibur. It's a chiyuv of carbon for hora'ah. Ah, if it's a chiyuv of carbon for hora'ah, then really it's a different mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh to bring a chiyuv of carbon for maaseh. And the mitzvah say to bring a different key of carbon for hurrah. But I'm claiming that if the Rambam had Rebbe Yehuda Kipshuto and said, Rebbe Yehuda said that Tzibur brings the Chovas at Tzibur, he would have only had one mitzvah to say. Yeah, whoever sinned brings a carbon. I don't care if they're a lot, a little, big, small. But once the Rambam has his longest shot in Rebbe Yehuda, that it's really Chovat Beitin. If it's really Chovat Beitin, it's not the same mitzvah to say. So one is Shahachote Yavi Al Chataso Asher Chata. The other is Shahamorem Yaviu al Horasa Masher Horu. Obviously, Bitnai, that Hora led to a Masa. And then it makes sense to be two different mitzvahs.
How do you understand Kohen
Gadol then? But he also does the Masa. He's in between, should even a third. That is a good point. Keep in mind, if the Kohen Gadol is more and someone else does a sin, he doesn't bring a carbon, right? That's a double pashat. So I would still say, so he's smack in between. So I'd say if he's smack in between, since normally he who does a maaseh brings a carbon, the Rambam understands that, you know what? Sorry, Liam. That's a good question. That's a valid question. You have anything to say about the Sefer Mitzvos? Okay, fair. Very fair. Very fair. Then I know the secret. I know how to find the answer to my question. Okay. Meduyak de harambam mana mitzvahs par helen davar lechod ve karbon Yachid Kohen Gadol Nasi Lechud. Why? Because in this case, the Chote is Chayav, and in this case, the Morim are Chayavin, and not the Chote. I know the Chote practically bring it, but the Chiyuv comes to the Mora, although Mati made a very good point that I should have thought of, and I have to think about that. One other, I'll make two other points, or three other points. One thing that I think is, I'm not going to make a big deal out of, but it's interesting. There's a machlokes tanaim. How do they get the money? Right? How do they get the money? According to our mayor, it seems that, not just seems, that the market seems pretty clearly, they didn't contribute the money. How do they contribute the money? Each of them chips in. They divide it by 71, or right there, and I will divide it by how many people in the Beit Din Gadol, and they chip in. According to everyone else, according to Yehuda, the Amcha pays. How does the Amcha pay? So we saw Machlokes Hanoim. What were the two options? Either it comes from the Shkolim, or special assessment, right? Bechila Govin, right? It's not clear how we paskin in our Gemara. There are two different versions of the Braita as to who's Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbi Shimon. However, there is a parallel Gemara in Menachot Daflin Bet, where it's pretty clear which is Rabbi Yehuda and it's pretty clear which one we should paskin. And the Rambam really unsurprisingly paskins Bechila Govin. We make a separate assessment. There's nothing strange about that. Meaning, Taka, that's how you should possibly make a separate assessment, because in Menachos, they prove that's Rabbi Yehuda, and there's a rule in Erevin that Rabbi Yehuda and Rishimo, we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda. However, I think it is very nice. I think it does work out nicely. Meaning, you know, there's no kasha here that I have to answer. The Rambam says nothing strange, but it still works out nicely. But Tchila Govim, should this come from the Shkolim, or should this come from its own assessment? Right? So, why does it come from its own assessment? So you could say, you know why it comes from its own assessment? Because it's an unforeseen karma. Okay, the Shkolim are only for the Kavua, Karbonos. For the happenstance, you need a separate collection. The shkalim are only given for the routine, not for the happenstance. And then, yeah, it gets a little tricky because there's a lot of things you do with the shkalim. Okay, but it could be in terms of the korbanos we bring with the shkalim. You know, I'm not talking about what we do with leftover shkalim. Okay, leftover shkalim, you have to do something with. So we build the city in this and then pay people, etc. But with the ikar shkalim, you only bring the routine korbanos, not the unforeseen happenstance korbanos. But I think you explained the Rambam in a different way. Lu Yitzuyar, this was a real Chovat HaTzibur. Lu Yitzuyar, this is a real Chovat HaTzibur. Then you would take it from the Shkolem. The Shkolem are for the Chovat HaTzibur, that's what they are. But since it's not a real Chovat HaTzibur, it's really a Chovat Beit Din, then Tzibur has to pay for the Chovat Beit Din, then it makes sense that I'm taking it from the Shkolem. The Shkolem are not for the Chovat Beit Din. The Shkolem are for the Chovat HaTzibur. Oh, what about a weird case where the Tzibur has to pay for the Chovat Beit Din? In that word case, you wouldn't take it from the skull, you make your own collection. I might even go so far as to say that, granted that, we passed it, like the Breita that says, tell you this Gemara, says the Gemara, just make sure we have this Gemara correct. My Havi'alah. What's the right Girsa? Tashma, the Tanya, I'm carbonated. We have to reach me like a dollar rabble parallel double shall see what's here. I'm just coming to Shabbat, which was Alishka, Divri of Shimon. So if Shimon says Trumas Alishka says the Shkolim, in which case it's Rabbi Yehuda says not. It might actually work out very Meduyak. Why? Rabbi Shimon says Beit Din brings and the Tzibur brings. So Beit Din brings for Beit Din. Who's the Tzibur bringing for? Beit Din already brought. And the Tzibur brings for the Tzibur. For Rav Shimon, the Tzibur is bringing for the Tzibur. For Rav Yehuda, because Beit Din brought on their own. For Rav Yehuda, Beit Din brought on their own. The Tzibur is bringing for Beit Din. Then it happens to work out very nicely. Rav Shimon, who says that Tzibur brings for the Tzibur, says it comes from Trumas Aleshka. It's carbon on that Tzibur. Rav Yehuda, who says that Tzibur brings for Beit Din, says that can come from Trumas Aleshka, meaning from the Shkolim. That has to be a special assessment. Again, I'm not saying it's mochra, because the Gemara's have me the other way. But it happens to work out nicely, so that sounds, you know, it works out nicely. It's nicha. You know, it's certainly works out nicely. Let's just say this. Works out nicely for the Rambam that kaimalan govin mitchila v'einoba Ba min hashkolim. Why? Because it's not a real chovas hatzibur. And you can even go further than to say that it works out nicely. The Rambam understood. Of course, you could have said differently. You could have said just like zeros and kasuv, how flexible we are with shkolim, whether shkolim are for unforeseen happenstances or not. Right? But it works out nicely. I would even add, plus, it works out. It also works out nicely that Rav Shimon, who said that karbonot shehatzibur mivian avor hatzibur, says it comes from the shkalim, what's called Trumas Halishka. Rav Yehuda, who says hatzibur mivian Avor Beit Din says, Batchila Govin. Batchila Govin just means a new Gviya. I mean, the beginning means not from the old ones. You make a new Gviya. You just ask everyone for a nickel for this carbon. I mean, it's got to be very small Gviya. I know, a par is talking expensive. You know, a par could cost thousands of shkolim. But still, each guy's only going to give a nickel. Okay, so I think that happens to work out very nicely for the Rambam. Not that it's a unique sheet of the Rambam, but it happens to work out very nicely. I'll just mention one or two other things, how we got into this previously, which is the Merkavas HaMishnas Chiddush. What's the Merkavas HaMishnas Chiddush? Is the Rambam Shkogit Yud Gimel Dalet here against the Gemara. The Gemara said, if Beit Din dies and another Beit Din comes, it's a tikkun. And the Rambam Paskins Eino Mitzarif. Remember we had that? We had many, many different answers, many of which were very dochot. That was Taka real steer in the Rambam, right? So, the Koshi in the Rambam, where did I say this was? Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Daled Legabe Horu Beitin V'asu Chitzi Umetu V'andu Beisdin Acher V'horu V'asu Chitzi. Another chetzi, right? And now you have Rov Tzibur. Are those two bases of Mitzarif or not? The Gemara says Teku. The Gemara says Leman Da'amar Tzibur Mevi Teku. Right? What's the Stira? The Gemara says Leman Da'amar Tzibur Mevi Teku. And the Rambam Pasak Kirab Yehuda U'Pasak the Einam Mitzdarfin. Why didn't the Rambam say it's a teku? If he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, it's super maybe. Okay, at this point, we don't even understand the question so well anymore. Right, at the time, that was a killer question. Right, it says the Rekevus HaMishnah, that's not a killer question. Now Gemara said, Laman the Retziver may be teku, that meant Laman the Retziver may be mamish. Laman the Retziver may be on the outside, who physically pays the nickels, and Laman the Retziver may be conceptually, who it's the nikra for, who is the Bala Karban. However, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that the tzibur is maybe, but they're maybe for the Beit Din. So it's really mother of Beit Din maybe. So answer the Mekevus HaMishnah, right? So the answer is that Kaimalon Kirab Yehuda, but Kaimalon Beit Din maybe, Ulamanda Omar Beit Din maybe. Mifurish b'gemara the ain mitzarfin. Then the Rambam is just following a mifurish gemara. The Gemara says it's beitin maybe they're not mitzarfin. We passing beitin maybe. It looks like to the non brisker eyes like the tzibur is maybe. We're really passing beitin maybe. That was the Merkavas HaMishnah's answer at the time, which was all based on this bar. The last thing I'll mention is the question of smicha. Who does the smicha? The Yerushalmi is very clear, clear as a bell. Yerushalmi says, Rav Meir says, Chovat Beitin. Laman Chovat Beitin. Who's Somech? Notice, well, the Chumash says who's Somech. Who's Somech? Ziknei Ha'eda. Who are Ziknei Ha'eda? There are different ways of interpreting Ziknei Ha'eda. So, the Yerushalmi says, who are the Ziknei Ha'eda? Clearly not Stam guys off the street. Right? That's clear. Not the everyman. But who are the Ziknei Ha'eda? So, the Yerushalmi says, very clear, no two ways about it, that who are the Ziknei Ha'eda? According to Remeir, Manda Marchovas Beis Din something, Manda Marchovas Tzibur, which they explicitly said earlier was a Rehuda, Misomech, Tatani Shloshim called Sheva Besheva Rosh Beis Din Al Gabeim, Sofina Rosh Apar. Who's Ziknei Ha'eda? The three elders of every Shevet. Okay, how do you define who the three elders of every Shevet are? You know, I don't really care right now. I mean, I always care, but it's not relevant right now. Are they members of the Beit Din of the Shevet? Are they political leaders of the Shevet? You know, they have to be Ziknei Ha'eda, they have to be someone special, not just Tom, Dick, and Harry from each Shevet. But it doesn't matter, and the Rosh Beit Din is on top of them, supervising them in some sense. So clearly, who does the smicha? Who does the smicha? The according to Yehuda, who does the smicha? Gimel Mikol Sheva B'Sheva, very explicit. Of course, how does the Rambam paskin at smicha? I hope I put that someplace. How does the Rambam paskin at smicha? The Rambam says explicitly, Bez Din Agadol Somech, right? In Maisa Karbanos, I mean, there's nothing interesting there, it's flat out. Okay, very clearly Shloshim in the Sanhedrin on the Parhelim Dover. The Rambam is against Yerushalmi. The Rambam instead follows the Bavli. The Bavli says in Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Amud Beis has a Machlokes Tanam Rabbi Yehuda Rishim, whether it's three or five. You heard that we. You already heard we pass in three. So the Babli is a whole machlokas. How many is the Samchu? The Samchu, Shnayim, Zikni, Shnayim, etc. Chamisha de Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says, Masud Harekan, Harekan Shlosha. Okay, we pass in three because the Bryce a little later on in the Gemara there. But before that, what does the Babli say? The Samchu Zikni, Yachol Zikni, Ashok, Tamalor Eda, Eda Yachol Ketani Eda, Tamalor Ha'edam Yuchodim Sheba Eda. Okay, ha'eda, eda clothing means a bezdin. A yachol ketani, Sanhedrin ketana, or ketani eda, I don't know, okay. Miyuchadim sheba eda. Who are miyuchadim sheba eda? The Rambam understood miyuchadim sheba eda meant beitin ha'gadol. That's how the Rambam understood that miyuchadim sheba eda meant beitin ha'gadol. Could you have said otherwise? Could you have said miyuchadim sheba eda means something else? Yeah, you'd have to be clever. Certainly not the pashuk shot. But the Rambam understood that it was talking about Beit HaGadol, and therefore it paskin against the Rishalmi. And I think that works very well with Shitase. Why would the Rambam not try to be influenced by the Rishalmi? Why would he not paskin like the Rishalmi? Why would he not try to stick the Rishalmi into the Bavli if he could somehow? You know, maybe for technical considerations. But it happens to work well, right? Smicha mifurash the Rishalmi. Dilafi Rab Yehuda Gimel Mikol Shevet Vishevet Somchen. But the Rambam Pasak Alpi, the Bavli Minastam, De Bezdin, they mean in Gimel, De Gimel Mi Bezdin Hagodol Somchen. You don't need the whole Bezdin, you need Ziknes too, and since it represents a base, then it has to be odd. So it has to be three. Okay, this Rambam works very well as Shitase. It's very nice. The Rishalmi thought Rabbi Yehuda literally meant it's a chova tzibur, perhaps. Well, there are other ways to explain it also. But the Rambam understood it's really chova beitin, and therefore he paskin that the beitin hagadol is so much. So I think if you put all the Rambams together, it's very, very clear, longish chiddush here, that the Rambam had a consistent approach that fit with everything, both those things which he used mechadesh, that weren't explicit in the Gemara, those things were Mechadesh that were against the Gemara, Lechora, those things which he wasn't Mechadesh, just quoted the Gemaras, but were Nicha for him. It really fits very, very well that it's a real Chovat Beitin. And the Ram, they're correct, the Ram doesn't have Basin of Shevet Bechlal, but the Rishami didn't say Basin of Shevet, which is Gimel Mikol Shevet Bechlal. So I don't know if that's the reason he rejected the Rishami. But you're absolutely right. Now, let me just add something here. Simple question. Is this pshat of the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda? Pasha pshat or a chiddush? Let's say you're convinced it's a real pshat of the Rambam. Is it a chiddush or is this most pasha pshat, obviously? A chiddush, right? I mean, this isn't the simple way to read Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the way the Rishalmi Rabbi Yehuda even. Here's the question. Why did the Rambam take this mechudash pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? Why did the Rambam say this? Why didn't he just take the old-fashioned pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? It's a valid question. We don't have to answer it. We could say, because the Rambam's smarter than us and he had his reasons. But can anyone tell me, why did the Rambam take this pshat taka? Anyone? Why would the Rambam take this fancy way instead of the pashat way? But keep in mind, the Rambam was not a contemporary Rosh Yeshiva who always tries to make everything fancy so we can have a good shiur. Right? The Rambam was just trying to get the pashat pshat. It so happens here, the pashat pshat is fancy. So, hey, Chitesi, how do you know that?
Isn't that what the parsha says?
Adrabba, I don't think so. The Parsha says, I'll pretend I'm just very makbid on Dvarim Shebichsav, but I don't even know.
Anyone see the Chumash?
This is the Nach. The Nach. Is that a Nach also? Okay.
That seems to be the way the Sifra understands the possibility.
No one has a Chumash here? Oh, no Zohadar. I have an old Zohadar. Who needs a Chumash when you have the old Zohadar? Do they even have like Mikros, Shibatama Bavli in the back or something?
Yes.
Oh, look at this. Sefer HaMikros, right? The, you can actually put together all the Sefer HaMikros from all the Sefer HaMikros, the back of each Masecha, put them into book. You could call it either Tanakh or like the Ha'aros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shas Bafu. Yeah. So the, thank you. Thank you for that good advice. So what does it say here? What does it say in the Chumash? I don't know. It says, Ve'krivu ha-kahol par ben bakar l'chatos. Ve'krivu ha-kahol? I would have said the kahol. Who's bringing Bezin into it? Now, you'll tell me there's Gzira Shavas, etc. I know there are Gzira Shavas in the Gemara. Although Rabbi Yehuda actually doesn't have a Gzira Shavas. No, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a Gzira Shavas. Ve'krivu ha-kahol. Rabbi Yehuda's the only one who uses a Kapshuto. Ve'krivu ha-kahol. What's the... I don't understand what you're hacking me a chayne for. How about Bamidbar? What does it say? In Bamidbar, the asuchal ha'ida par ben bakar echad li'olah l'reach nichoach la'Hashem, etc. I don't see anything mukrach there. Okay, why did the Rambam say this? So, I have a few theories. I won't share it all with you now. You could...
If you look at the Sifra. The Sifra understands the
Pasuk. You want to be more specific? No, clearly, we all know, if you don't have Shig Gas Bezdin, there's no Chiyuv Karban.
Not that it's not
uh-huh. Okay, so I don't have the Lashon here, so so perhaps. I'll give three theories for now. And then if you're, okay, you can think of more on your own. You could say a technical theory if you wish. What's a technical theory? Daf Zayin Amin Aleph. Says the Mishnah Daf Zayin Amin Aleph. It's not the point of the Mishnah Daf Zayin Amin Aleph, it's the tangent. She'ein beitin chayavin at she'yor levatel mitzvahs or l'kayim mitzvahs. Beitin chayavin, it says beitin is chayav. What do you do with the fact that it says beitin is chayav? Isn't that the Shita Rabbi Meir? So says Rashi, Taka. Says Rashi. Sorry. Stomach Rabbi Meir. Yeah, Taka, Rashi says, it's like Rabbi Meir. Beit in Chayavim, it's like Rabbi Meir. So you could say, now, here's the problem, though. The problem is, if stomach Rabbi Meir and machloket v'acharka stam halachik stam, then we have to pass like Rabbi Meir. Oh, but we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you say? So the Lech Mishnah had an answer. He said, lav davka, the Lashon is lav davka here. But if the Rambam didn't believe in Lav Davka, maybe that's the mocker of the Rambam. It's Mechloket Karkach Stam, and Dav Zayin it says Beitin Archayev. Oh, how could that be? If we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda also says Beitin is Chayev. The Tzibur is maybe, but Beitin is Chayev. So, what? Ah, why didn't he just change his mind and pass in Library Mayor? I was hoping no one asked that question. Because
correct.
But he's asking why did the Rambam not just choose another option and pass the Library Mayor? The answer is he had two options, and this one was more stubborn to him. Well, because there's a halacha, say like this: you always have to pass like the Stam after the Machloket if it's relevant. On the other hand, we pass the Library Yehuda in general against Library Mayor. So he didn't want to have to abandon the klal of passing Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir if he didn't have to, and he'd rather say, "No, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both agree it's a chovat beitin." They just argue about before all how you do it. So one possibility is because the Mishnah in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, which Rashi is bothered by, he says stomach Rabbi Meir, and then he doesn't say where to go with that. The Lech Mishnah is bothered by and says lav davka, but that's not entirely satisfactory. So I don't understand by the way that Rashi passed like Rabbi Meir because that Mishnah taka. The Shar Yosef. I don't know if anyone saw the Shar Yosef. The Shar Yosef is one of the couple of Perushim that Chida wrote on Maseches Horios, and it is exceedingly long. Yeah, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages on Maseches Horios. You ever look at the Shar Yosef? Okay, you've tried exactly. It's not on the Bar Ilan 26, but I think it's on 27. They added it, the Shar Yosef of the Chida. Anyway, so the Shar Yosef, it's not easy to find things in the Shar Yosef. But I did, I wouldn't quote you a Shar Yosef just because it says in the footnote the Shar Yosef says without looking it up, see if it's really there. Or at least looking up in the Masifta. No, I definitely would not trust the Masifta without looking it up. Never trust the Masifta without looking it up. But the Shar Yosef Taka says he thinks Rashi Pounds like Rabbi Meir. But they got it right here. Did they get it right here? time they got it right here. They said the Shar Yosef says that Rashi asked like Rameir. Okay, but the Rambam didn't want to compromise on your view to here. So maybe that's the shot where the Rambam had to accommodate the Mishnah and Daf Zayin, and therefore he turned Rameir to align the Mishnah and Daf Zayin. That's one possibility. Let's just... What's the reason for the Rambam? Theory A is the Mishnah on Daf Zayin of Aleph. Delo Kirashi, who says stomach hurt mayor, because then the Rambam would have to change his psak, which he didn't want to. Delo Kalachamish, who says lav dafka, because the Rambam is not a lav dafka dikyid. Rather, he says it must be the Rambam who also thinks it's chovat beitin. That's one possibility. The other possibility is maybe because of the, this is a little less convincing, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, who does smicha? Miyuchadim Shebe'eda. Okay, according to which sounds like Sanhedrin Gedola. According to which Tana is this? So let's read on. Dot, dot, dot. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It continues into Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I know you can always say, it continues into Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but that wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. You know, but Pasha Pshat is, the Brisa is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and it's saying Sanhedrin Gedola Salmech against the Rishalmi. And if you look up the Yerushalmi right there, the Yerushalmi, now again, okay, the Yerushalmi does not have this part of the Brice at all. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin doesn't have anything about Miyuchadim Shebe'eda. It just has the numbers, 3, 5, it skips the whole Miyuchadim Shebe'eda. So maybe the Rambam says, the Yerushalmi is L'shitase. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gimel Mikol Shevet are so made. And therefore, the Yerushalmi does not have Miyuchadim Shve'eda in the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Bavli had Miyuchadim Shve'eda in Rabbi Yehuda's Brisa. If there's Miyuchadim Shve'eda in Rabbi Yehuda's Brisa, that means Bezel Godel Somech. If Bezel Godel Somech, the Hechitesi, that the person who's not the Baal Korban is Somech, who ever heard of Smicha Shlob Bailim? Now, the truth is, there is a Gemara that talks about Smicha Shlob Bailim and Menachos, and the Gemara is fairly clear that, according to Yehuda, this is not a case of Smicha Shlob Bailim. So the Rambam understood there might be a different exception of the Siri Rodazara Lefi Reb Shimon, but we're not getting into that now. So the Rambam put two and two together and say if the Bavli implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bezdin is Somech, then it must be Bezdin's carbon. Oh, how can Bezdin's carbon that the Siri brings? It must be that Siri's bringing for Bezdin. Right? Not a, also definitely a possibility. The Brisa in Sanhedrin. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which says that the Bezdin HaGadol is Somchim, or at least says Miyuchadim Shebe'eda, which maybe he thought was obvious, had to be Bezdin HaGadol is Somchim. So it could very well be that either he found the Mishnah Daf Zayin, which forced him to say, even though I wholly agree that Bezdin's involved here, not just involved here, Bezdin is central here, or he saw the Brice about Smicha, which says, even though Halakha Yehuda, Smicha, Bezdin is the central player here. It's also possible.
How does he pass from Masai Kobon? Is he Daki Basim like Rib Shimon, which says 3?
But that's not the point. I'm not asking how we pass 3 or 5. In the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda's name is next to the Miyuchadim Shebe'eda. And it's Rabbi Yehuda. Same Rabbi Yehuda. How could he? Because I don't care what Paschim is. How could Rabbi Yehuda and the Brisa agree with Miyuchadim Shebe'eda? Shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda have objected and said, "Give him Gol Shevet B'Shevet"? The answer is because we don't like Yerushalmi. We hold Miyuchadim Shebe'eda. Possibly that if you want to look at it a slightly different way, and here Morty's going to end up getting mad at me, and I'm not going to. Morty never gets mad, but he's going to object, and I'm not going to totally satisfy him. But we discussed the Chakira earlier about what the yesod of the Chiyuv of a carbon chattos is. After all, right, remember those of us who have kids old enough, right, there's two excuses. Okay, one of which maybe we'll talk about Parsha Bites. But the, one of the excuses to get, it was an accident, right? So how do you, why do you have to bring a carbon if it was an accident? So remember, we saw two explanations in the Ramban's Torah Adam. One is because it was negligence, because you should have been careful. There's accidents that are real accidents, there's preventable accidents. This is a preventable accident, and if you really adhere Shemayim, right, as our Rebbe always told us in Yeshiva, what did the Rebbe tell us in Yeshiva? If it might be a chash of poison, you would check and double check and just be on the safe side, etc., so that you don't chas v'shalom ingest poison. So if it's not Beirer, you're going to be, you know, you're not going to be careful with it, right? Not Beirer you don't care about? Okay, Taka. I didn't care about a Beirer. That's how we got to the shogi. Okay, one shot. Second shot the Ramban says is, because no, the Beirer has an objective effect on you whether you like it or not. Right? There's a reason why Hashem, we don't understand why Hashem told us not to eat chaylev. There's a reason why Hashem told us not to eat chaylev. Because when you eat chaylev, it damages your neshama. There's a reason Hashem told you not to eat boel shomer ziyom k'neged yom. If you're boel shomer ziyom k'neged yom, then it damages your neshama. Ve'chuli, ve'chuli. And therefore, that objective damage to the neshama requires kapara. The Rambam, we pointed out, in Hilchos Shgagot, Perikei, came down clearly on which side? Right? This was very confusing to us. The Rambam's on the first side. The Rambam says, why does anyone have to bring a korban? A programmatic statement in Perkei of Hilchot Shgagot, Halacha Vav, if I recall correctly. A famous programmatic statement that says the Rambam, Shehashogeg, Hayelo libdok ledakdik, ve'ilu badik yafa yafa bedikdik, she'ilu loya balik eshtaga, ulafi shelo tarak bedrisha, v'chakir, v'chakir, yaseh, tzarek kapara. Why does he need kapara? Lafi shelo tarak bedrisha, v'chakir, because he didn't check. Right? Meaning the Rambam says, the kapara is not for the objective act. The kapara is for the negligence of making a rash decision without due care and consideration, without due deliberation. That's the Rambam. Seems very explicit in the Rambam Shita. Now, if you take that to, you know, say, here's these sort of technical considerations. I don't mean technical in a bad way. But you could also say it's a conceptual point. Maybe the Rambam is coming from a certain conceptual philosophical place. He says, Taka, where does a chatas come from? Does a chatas come from the act being so evil? And then as a side point, we ask how you got to do that act. Or does the chatas come from the negligence of making a careless decision to do something out of lack of, without out of shaltar pedrisha v'chakira? I can't say that. And that's where it comes from. Obviously, the act is a tnai, that it was a lotar pedrisha v'chakira over a serious matter. The Rambam says, lefi, I'll read it again, right? He says, because he should have done drisha v'chakira, he needs kapara. So, if you then say for the Rambam, in general in chatos, the problem is the mistaken thinking, the lack of careful thinking, not the doing. Obviously, it's a combination. But it's primarily the lack of mistaken thinking and not the doing. Then let's go here to the parallel of Shel Tzibur. Here we split up the two aspects. Who are the ones who were not tarak v'drisha v'chakira and were not careful? The Beit Din. Who are the ones who did the objective act to have a chaylev in their souls? The tzibur. So who should bring the karban? So perhaps the Rambam understood logically. And this is a little bit what the Ravaz is already saying. The Ravaz is saying, I skipped the Ravaz's pshat that he thought it was going to be more earlier in this parak because I wasn't so convinced by it. And he said, and also it's a smara. You know, it's their fault. Again, what do you mean by their fault? If you're looking at who is negligent, Beit Din were much more negligent than the Tzibur. Everyone's always a little negligent, right? Beit Din were 99% negligent, the Tzibur were 1% negligent. And that's being nice to Beit Din, right? If you want to know who did the objective action, clearly the Tzibur, there's no two ways about it. But who is negligent at Beit Din? If the Rambam holds the Chatas for negligence, then of course he has to blame Beit Din. Because they're the ones who had the negligence, and the Tzibur the ones who did the Maisas. You know, roughly, the Tzibur and Maisas are totally b'kahal. Right? If the Rambam can split these two elements, of course, Lashitase, he's going to have to put the blame at the doorstep of Beit Din. So I think this works. You know, you never know with the Rambam or anyone else. Is he coming from a diok and a Mishnah, etc.? Or is he coming from some conceptual commitment of his? It's possible. No, everything's just technical based on a Stam Mishnah, this and that. It's also possible that we all know a million ways to get out of all these things if we want to. And you're really coming from a certain conceptual commitment, from a certain from a certain perspective on the underlying issues. And then, you know, again, there's obviously going to be a limit to how much you're willing to explain. And then everything fits in. So it could be, you can say conceptually, that he's lishitase de hamechayev kapara, who hapshia shelo darash ve chiker velo etzem hamaisa. And if it's the pshia of not double-checking, not the maisa, we all know who to blame for not double-checking, the Beit Din. Maybe the people also could have, whatever, should have, but the Beit Din is obviously the prime candidate for Ladarsh V'chakar, not the the Amcha. So maybe it's coming from there, from a conceptual commitment, if you'll accept that.
It's basically, that says that in all cases, the Mechayim V'chadis is Shiva Sorah in a broad sense.
Yes, meaning in a broad sense, maybe I wouldn't use Sorah, but yes.
And what about
a yachid?
Just a
yachid
listens to this,
and
so too based
in chayim. Aha, here, right, here I admit, that's what I meant more to use than and he threw in the mamzer also. After all, shouldn't the Rambam then really paskid that yachid sh'asav aras based in his potter? Wouldn't that make more sense? Because taka, he shouldn't have investigated, it's not his fault for not being dorish for poker, etc. So the answer is, that's going to be a tricky point. That's not a tricky point because of what I just said. That's a tricky point because of what the Rambam says in Perkei Halacha Vav, regardless of what I just said, perhaps. But I'll give three unsatisfying answers. One is, no. In that case, given that there's no parsha that joins the Yachid with the Beis Din, meaning there's no other candidate, right? In Yachid Yosef Beis Din, there's no other candidate. It's a case where the Beis Din doesn't bring the carbon. Once there's another candidate, the only options are Ptur and Chayav. We say even the Yachid was a little negligent because, as we saw in the Akronim, he should have waited to see if this Hora is going to stand or not. He should have, you know, said, let me wait a day. So you could say the Yachid also has a little negligence. Nothing compared to the Beis Din. But when there's no option of the Beis Din, then the Yachid has a little negligence. That's probably the easiest, even though it's Dachot. Rav Shachs is something very fancy, the one that Chaim mentioned before, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet. He says, I don't know if it's really worked around. Okay, you can look it up. Or I know some people want to say it's some sort of low plug. I don't like that either. Okay, fine. I'll give one unsatisfying answer.
So the Gemara in Gemara Aleph says that the earlier Breita says, Shein Beit Din Avinu Din Par, that can't be written with that. And now the Gemara at the bottom of Gemara Aleph of Beit Din, not the Gemara Beit Din Mighty, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Can be Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah on Zion with Aleph about Beit Din Chayav also can be Rabbi Yehuda?
One second. Hold on. In Gimel Amud Aleph, it says Beit Din Mevi'im, right? What are you comparing that to?
So, and the Gemara says that can't be Rabbi Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Gemara at the bottom of Gemara Aleph.
Which also has the same Lashon, right?
It's Beit Din Mighty, and then the Merkabah Mishnah says that's also Rabbi Yehuda. And then Zion Aleph has Beit Din Chayav.
Okay, Chayavin doesn't bother me. Chayavin is not the same as me.
Beit Din can be Chayav and not Beit Din.
That's the Rambam Shita. Beit Din is Chayav and the Kol is Mevi. Right? So it's just within Daf Gimel, so you have to say that the Breita and the Gemara are used in different words, different senses.
When you say that a Yachid, this should be mentioned, is still responsible. In other words, he's very much responsible. The Rash, the Chakar, done everything. However, when Rov Tzibor is listening, that reduces his level of responsibility, and therefore the default is mentioned.
Yes, but we pointed out that works better for the stipler. The stipler says, from the 51st percent and on, they've reduced responsibility. But the first few people should have reduced responsibility, so that's tricky. I don't know how to negotiate that. Okay, I think I'm ready to go Weiter. Okay, this is all I have to say about Rehuda. When you get a chance, let's go Weiter in the Gemara. I will remind us that we have to finish the Perek soon. So by hook or by crook. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But I'm not planning to be a crook. I'm not sure what book it is. Hopefully it's something good. Okay, says the Gemara. We left off on Daf Hey, I'm an Aleph. Let's read on. Asher chatu, chatu shnei shvatim in the plural. So why say plural? Should be in shnei parim. Chatu shlosh be in shlosha. That how any shvatim, each shevet brings a separate par. Oh, ainu or chatu shnei yachidim in shnei parim. Chatu gimel be in gimel. No, it means each yachid brings a separate par. In which case, as Tosfos points out, the whole carbon of yachid, according to this very strange havmina, when is there ever a kispo or seira of a carbon yachid when only one Jew listens to Beit Din? But if two or more Jews, they bring parim. No, only the kol is chayiv, and each kol is chayiv, but not each individual. Par. Okay, this gears of par is important. In the Mishnah, it just said par in our gears of the Mishnah, although some people want to change the gears. Par means a par each, meaning if seven shvatim sinned, it's not that the other five bring one par between them. The other five bring each one a par, and you end up with 12 parim. Meaning if 12 shvatim sinned, there's 12 parim, and if seven shvatim sinned, there's also 12 parim. Shafilo l'shelo chatum vino l'yechotim. Lekach nemar kol lechayv al kol kol v'kol divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Each shevet brings. Rav Shimon was zayin shvatim shchatim vino zayin parim. Ubeitim vino deim par. And Beit Din brings a par, right? He doesn't have what they call later Greira. The Shratin that don't sin don't have to bring. But he does say the Beit Din also brings, as we mentioned already. Nemer lamata kol, v'nemer lamala kol. Ma kol amr lamala Beit Din ima kol. Af kol amr lamata Beit Din ima kol. Why? Because it says, v'nelam dar me'ine ha-kol. And then it says, v'hikrivu ha-kol. Right, it says me'ene ha'kahal ve'kriv ha'kahal ne'lam dover me'ene ha'kahal ene ha'kahal are the beitin, they're the inayim of the kahal. So ene ha'kahal is referring to the beitin with the, who are more with the tzibur doing. So just like the beitin is included in the first kahal, ve'kriv ha'kahal, which sounds like purely the am, the tzibur, doesn't say ene, but nonetheless we learn from Gezer Shav that includes the beitin also. Only Beit Din brings, and the Shvatim don't bring. Says Rabbi Meir, is really referring only to the Beit Din. So it's only the Beit Din above, and likewise here, it is only the Beit Din who brings, and not the Kahal at all. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmo Chatu Shisha Shvatim im Rubash Alkal O Zayin Afish Eino Rubash Alkal Mavien Par. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says his name. If six Shvatim sin and they are the majority of the population of the people because they're big Shvatim, or seven Shvatim sin and they're not the majority of the people, right? Remember the old electoral college fights, right? So this is exactly it, right? Do we go by electoral college or do we go by the popular vote? Right? Does it matter if most of the Jews sinned, or if most of the Shvatim sinned, which could very well not be most of the Jews? Either way, you bring a par in the name of Reb Meir. Either way, you bring a par. Could you get the board, please, David? Yeah. What? You got it right. Great. Okay, so let's just clarify for a moment what the Shita of Rabbi Meir is. Says Reb Shimon ben Elazar, just in Pashup Shat. First of all, how about Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'shem Rabbi Meir? What does he say? He says two things. He says, Chatu Zayin Shvatim Afilu Miyot Kahal is Chayav Chatu Vav Shvatim Vehim Rov Kahal is also Chayav. One thing is a little unclear, is what about five shvatim in the rov kahal? Or four, or three, or two, or one? Is he saying that you need either rov kahal or rov shvatim? Or is he saying you need either rov shvatim or six shvatim, which are rov kahal? That is a big machlokas. I pointed you to the, everyone talks about it. I pointed you to the Chof Nutzon just because he was printed in the back of the... just because he's printed in the back of the Vilna Shas, but it's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi. What about one to five Shvatim and their Rav Kahal. So, it's Mefurish Nushami that there's no Chiyuv in that case. Shisha Shvatim is Davka. Says the Rishalmi and many Achronim agree with. I don't think I put any of them. The Mekhavis HaMishnah agrees with this. The Keren Ora agrees with this. Say Potter. However, the Chok Nosan agrees with the Be'er Sheva, and the Netziv also agrees with the Hilik Murisadi here. The Bavli does not necessarily agree with the Rishalmi. They're Bedaik. The Bavli is not like the Rishalmi. And they agree with what the Rishalmi says, and says the Chok Nosan, and before him, the Be'er Sheva, and the Merome Sada, and many others. You can make a big list. Chayev. Meaning, what's the rule of Rav Shimon Elazar? Basically, what's the issue here? Do we care more about Shvatim? Do we care more about population? Right? What's the rule of, according to, what's the rule of Rav Shimon Elazar? Number one is either Rav Shvatim or Rav Kahal is Chayev. The two ways are equal. If you have any, there are two equal ways to count. You can count Shvatim, you can count people. The both ways are equivalent. So any Rov will be Mechayiv. And the word is going to darshan from Sukkim in a moment. However, according to the... No. That's according to the Chok Nasan and the Be'er Sheva. According to Ushami, that's not true. He does have a prejudice here. He thinks the Iker is the Shvatim. The Iker is the Shvatim. Right? He thinks, no, the Shvatim is Iker. Right? So what's the din? If you have Rov Shvatim, you're Chayev. If you have Miyot Shvatim, seven or more, you're Chayev. Five or less, you're Potter. What if it's 50-50? If it's 50-50, you need a tiebreaker. And the popular vote, again, it's not a vote, the Rov Kahal serves the tiebreaker. What if you have Mechza al Mechza Shvatim? Then the Kahal serves as a tiebreaker. Okay, so here we have Machlok Zinir Shemet Elazar. He is clearly more expansive in when you're Mitzchayim a Karbon. But is he saying there are two equal ways to count the people? And anyway, you get a row of your Chayim. But he's saying, no, basically Shvatim, but if the Shvatim are 6 versus 6, we use the population as a tiebreaker, but you think Shvatim are the more important way of counting the Jews.
Why should six versus six mean it? We call
Israel. It's a good question. Meaning, why not just say 6 versus 6 doesn't even get a tiebreaker? So part of the answer is because he has a drasha a little later on to be broad about the type of robe he needs. And once he had that drasha, he said it must be that even if you have half and half, you can have a way to break that tie and still make it into a rove. Meaning the rove consists of Shvatim and population, just the senior partner and the junior partner. And he wouldn't have said that without the Gedera Sikasov. Okay, that's Rav Shimon Elazar in the name of Rabbi Meir. How about Rabbi Meir himself in the Mishnah? What's Rabbi Meir himself, Shita, in the Mishnah? What does Rabbi Meir say in the Mishnah? He says very little. What does he say in the Mishnah? What does Rabbi Meir say in the Mishnah? He says 7 Shvatim, right? That's all he says, 7 Shvatim. What? How would you have interpreted Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah? How would you have interpreted Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah? What? All he cares about is Shvatim. He doesn't even have a tiebreaker, right? He only cares about Shvatim. That's how I read the Mishnah also when I first read the Mishnah without any Mefarshim. The Be'er Sheva says that. Says the Be'er Sheva, Taloi Rak Berov Shvatim. All he cares about is Shvatim, because Shvatim are the main way of counting the Jews. Shvatim are what's important. Everything else is less important. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. And I thought that was Pashim Shan Rei Meir. Meir says we only care about Shvatim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Mishmal says we have two factors. Either two equal factors or, more important, less important factor. However, who does not agree with this? The Rambam. For no particular reason, I'm going to say, who else? Rashi, right? I mean, not there's any reason to go in that order. But Rashi in the Mishnah says very explicitly, what does Rashi say? Horu Beit in the second Rashi, right? The asu shiva shvatim o rubo shall call shevet b'shevet. The shiva shvatim o gon davi ruban shall yisrael. You need all seven shvatim, and they need to be rov yisrael. V'in par v'chuli diver reb meir. And the Rabbeinu Hanan also says the same thing. Says Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan, and others also do, obviously. Says no. Only chayav if it's rov shvatim and rov kahal. Two equal ways to count the Jews, but instead of two equal ways, and if you have either rov, you're chayav. Only if you have rov both ways, you're chayav. That's why Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanan read Rameir in the Mishnah. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, as he pointed out, and the Meiri here, I think, says the same thing. What does the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayos? How does he read the Mishnah? He says the Rambam, obviously only in the Pirush Mishnayos. We can't look in the Mishnah Torah for how he interprets the Meir, because he doesn't pass the Meir. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah and the Meiri say, nope, it means either Rosh Shvatim or Rov Kahal. What's that machlokas based on? It's based on a machlokas in translation, how to interpret Zayin Shvatim O Ruban. What does it mean, Zayin Shvatim O Ruban? Right? What does it mean, Zayin Shvatim O Ruban? Is that what we have? It doesn't really matter. O Ruban. So, says the other Mepharshim, they say it means Kol HaShevet of Zayin Shvatim, or of course we mean Kol HaShevet. Every single guy from the Shevet is going to eat this Chelev. There's no guy who's on a diet. There's no guy who's an asshole. There's no, Rov Kol HaShevet of Zayin Shvatim. No, what it means is, and that's obvious, what do you I think it's obvious. You know, you could question it, but it's going to be weird. Seven Shvatim means every single guy from all seven Shvatim? Then it should be with, Ben Sora Mora, the L'Haya, the Lo Nivra. And it can't be that every single person from each Shevet has to do this Avera. That seems a little crazy, and, but, no, what it means is, seven Shvatim is most of each Shevet. Right? And I think it's how the Electoral College works, right? Also, not that it's substantively relevant, right? Most of Montana gets Montana. And if you get most of the Electoral College, you win. The Rambam says no. Says the Rambam, no means Zayin Shvatim Afilu Hein Miyot Kahal. Oh, Rov Kahal. Afilu miyot hashvatim. That's what it means. In which case, that's from Shem ben Elazar. Then, in which case, that becomes from Shem ben Elazar. So, says the Merumi Sadeh. I don't think that's
right.
He just gets it misvara. Just misvara. He doesn't find it in the Mishnah at all. It's very clear he doesn't find it in the Mishnah. He just says it. In which case, says the Merumi Sadeh, it must be that Rav Meir in the Mishnah is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Is there a different Rav Meir who's not Rav Shimon ben Elazar? I hear I'm not sure. Like, if it says Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmo, does that have to mean that he disagrees? Or can it mean that he said this over? But, it said at the very least, in the Mishnah, Rav Meir is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Maybe Rav Meir's old, maybe there's no other Rav Meir, right? That's what Merumi Sadeh says. Says that it's him. And the Merumi Sadeh, Rav Meir, Hainu, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. If anyone got a chance to look at that Mekavis HaMishnah, he thinks, you can't say that. You have to find some subtle difference. And what's the subtle difference? Subtle difference is that Rav Shimon ben Elazar required Davka 6. And Rav Meir says even if 5 or 4 are Rov Kahal. In which case, Rav Meir is more Mechayev than Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the opposite of what everyone in the world thought. Okay, I think it might be simpler to just say Rav Meir is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Shalom Yisrael.
What does it mean
to me in
Mishnah? Seven people in like all of Klal Yisrael?
Where did I say Miyot HaShevet? Did I ever write that? Miyot HaShvatim.
Oh, Miyot HaShvatim.
The minority of Shvatim. Not Miyot HaShevet.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go on to the Gemara then. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar. V'no da hachatas v'lo she yivadu hachotim. Man Tana. Who is the Tana? Remember, for Rashi, this is the main point of this drasha. For the Rambam, this is the sort of the background, the first assumed point of this drasha, not the main chiddush. Man Tana. Who says you need to know which sin it was? Amar Yehuda, Amar Ravi, Tamer Rav, Adlok Rabbi Lezer. It's against Rabbi Lezer. Taka like Rabbi Yeshua. If you look up there, the Tan. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Manav Shachim, Chelav Achal Chayim, Nos Rachal Chayim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, says you don't have to know which sin you did. As long as you know you didn't have Eira, Manav Shachim, Chayiv Karban. Either way, Chayiv Karban, you don't have to know which it was. You just have to know that you sinned. So, okay, this is against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Filzer, Rabbi Eliezer. No, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees here. Shani Hach, Lichsiva, Sherchotu, Aleha. By a carbon yachid, you don't need to know which sin it was. But here, you need to know which sin it was. Why? Because it says, Sherchotu, Aleha. You need to know the specific, the extra word, Aleha. The specific sin you sinned. Hasam Namik, Zer, Sherchot, Ba. There it also has an extra word, Ba. How am I, Leprat, Misasik? No, Ba means Tapater, Misasik. Why? Because Ba can be Darshan, Tapater, Misasik. You were into it when you did it, not did it by accident. Aleha cannot mean to pater misasik, because aleha doesn't imply being into it as opposed to being unthinking. So therefore, aleha must come to say you need to know which sin it is. So even when the answer, kedarshan aleha, you need to know which sin it is. Continuing. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Kasavar, why do they each darshan differently? Rabbi Yehuda savar arba kaholiksiv. Kol ha, I mean, all the mepharshim point out, it's not only based on the number of calls they darshan. It's also based on their conceptual commitments. There are four calls, like, for example, Yehuda doesn't use any calls for Zereshavah. Four calls. Why call a call, call a call? It says me'ene ha-kahal. Could have said me'ene'em. Or something else. It says kahal. That's one drasha. And it could have said kahal, and it says ha-kahal is two drashas. Then it says v'kriva kahal. Could have said v'kriva and says kahal is a third drasha. And it could have said v'kriva kahal. It says ha-kahal, that's a fourth drasha. So there are four words to darshan. What are the four words for? Kahal, hakahal, kahal, hakahal, meaning the kahal and the hay and the kahal and the hay. Chad l'chayvel kovahal. One teacher, it's not only one carbon. Each shaver brings a carbon. Chad l'horot l'yibbezim ayisot toli b'kahal. One to teach you that you're not chayev only if based in makes a mistake on their own, only if the people listen to them. Why? Because it could. V'nelam davar me'ene. Hakahal. V'nelam davar just says Bezim made a mistake. Who says the people have to listen? Maybe if Bezim makes a mistake, even Bezim themselves do it. They're chayev. Ah, says hakahal v'asu. See, the atziah has to be from the kahal. It's a drasha. Hakahal v'asu. So second is for hakahal v'asu. Bechad legreira, one for greira, meaning that the shvatim that sinned drag along the shvatim that didn't sin. Bechad l'shev shasav ras beis dino, one for the end of the Mishnah, that even if only the bezim one shevet misleads them, they're still chayiv karbon against all the other tanaim. Rav Shimon, and who has to bring it according to Yehuda? He doesn't have any zera shavuos to bring it. V'kriva kahal, the kahal has to bring it. Which is what he says. From Shimon Tlasa Kol, he said, he only darshans three calls. Hakal, kol, hakal. Because me'ene hakal, orche dekrohu. He only darshans a call three times. He doesn't make two drushes from me'ene hakal, because that's necessary for the pashup shot. That's just the derech. Could army inch of me'ene deplanya. Here, it's not exactly clear which does he not drush darshan. Is it that he thinks it needed to say me'ene hakal, because it couldn't just say me'ene. It needed to say me'ene kahal, because it couldn't just say me'ene, so the call's not extra, but the hay is extra. Or no, it didn't need to say call. But once it said call is extra. But once it said call, it has to say ha-call, because you don't say me'ene plan, you say me'ene diplan, yeah? And you can't say me'ene call, you have to say me'ene ha-call. So it's not clear, like, is the call extra and the hay necessary once you have a call? And it's the dip that's important? Or is the call necessary, because me'ene plan, yeah? And the hay is extra. But either way, he only has three drushes. Once each shaver brings their own, two are for Xerishav and Elamata Kalv and Elamata Kal, Malahan Bezin Hakal, Avkan Bezin Im Hakal. Just like above, Me'ene Hakal meant that Bezdin has to do the Hurrah with the Kahal, and the Pashup Shot of Kahal is the people. Likewise here, Kal, the Pashup Shot is people, and with the Bezdin, so Bezdin brings and the people bring. But Mayor Kal Kal Lo Darsh, he doesn't darsh an extra hay at all. He doesn't believe in darshaning the extra hay. The extra hay is just standard grammar. So there's only two drushes. Hilcha trei kol iksiv, there's only two drushes. Mi boile, the nemer lamala kol, mata kol, nemer lamala kol, mala ham bezmol tzibur, avkan bezmol tzibur. So he uses them from Zira Shava. Just like above me'ene hakahal, he says, no, me'ene hakahal just means bezdin. They're the ene hakahal. He doesn't combine it with the pshat of the word kahal.
just Einia calls Bezdin, likewise here, only Bezdin brings. Okay, and that's where they all get their shitas. Some of the Rishonim, as you notice, have other gersos as to how many calls everyone darshins. I will leave that to what you learned in Seder time. Ver Rashba, my time. Oh, why does Rashi ben Elazar say you can have either type of rov, at least in one shot? Ksiv ha'yim me'enei ha'ida, alma me'uta, dechsiv me'enei. Mem is always a mi'at. Me'enei means some of the people. Not all of them. Ksiv ki l'chol ha'mishkoi, but then it says all the people. So it says some of the people or all the people. L'me'ma deruba in me'uta lo, you need rov. Of course, all means rov. So do you need a rov or a mi'at? Hakesh, it's a stira. Whether you need rov or mi'at. The answer is, okay, as long as you have a robe, even if you also have a miyat, you're chayav. Hakeitzaras avavim ruvashal kolov zayinav fishen ruvashal kol chayav. Right, according to this shot, makes a lot of sense. As long as you have one robe, even if you also have a miyat, you're chayav. That's why there's a lashon of robe and lashon of miyat. According to this shot, you'd say, no, you need a robe, but the point is, you don't need mamash a robe. Even if you have a tie and you have another robe, you can use that as well. Fine. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. Flipping the page. Dara tluya bebezdin umaisa toler bikahal min nalan. How do Rav Shimon and Rav Meir know the drasha of hara tluya bebezdin umaisa toler bikahal? Amar Abaye, the Amar Krav, ahaya me'ene ha'eda nesol l'shkaga. He says, well, okay, here it's going to get a little tricky. Just a technical point, but, oh, Ornvach's not here. Okay, maybe I don't have to explain. He came to me and said, I don't understand how to read Pesham and Gemara Rashi. I said, you're absolutely right. We have to answer a shir. And we still have to answer a shir. Okay. We'll just point out. No chidushim. But what's the drasha of? There's a drasha. Horot tluyim bebezdin and maisa toli bekahal. Is the chidush of the drasha that you need horot bezdin or that you need maisa of the kahal? Right. Go to Hayam and Aleph. V'nelam dar me'ne ha'kahal v'asu. The extra kahal teaches us. No, don't you read me'ene ha'kahal. Esnachta, right? It's an esnachta taka. Vanel da me'ene akal. That's Bezdin's messing up. Vanel da me'ene akal. Okay, v'asu, who's asu? I don't know. But we have a drush of hakal v'asu that the mice is toloi be'kahal. That's also the way this was brought down. Earlier, where do we have the sundaf? Gimel? Yes. That's very clear. Vatanya, Yachol Horu Bezim Asu Ben Yachol Chayv. You might think you'd be Chayv only Bezim did it. You don't need the call's involvement at all. Tamalomar Kol Vasu. No. You need the call's involvement. The Chiddush is that you need the call's involvement. That's the portion of Gimel and Aleph, and pretty clear in Daf Hey Yom and Aleph. So what's obvious and what's the Chiddush, right? So what's obvious and what's the Chiddush? What's obvious and what's the Chiddush? So on Daf Gimel Omer Aleph. It is mefurish. What's obvious is the horas bezdin. The chiddush is the maisa of the kahal. Right? You might have thought if horu bezdin v'asu bezdin, you chayiv the par. Kamash lana kahal v'asu. That seems pretty clear on daf heyam and aleph as well. Right? Daf heyam and aleph is equivalent to daf gimel and aleph. Right? It's a darshan from Kol, seems pretty clear. Doesn't say explicitly the details. You know Yeharos Bezdin, it's obvious. The Chiddush is you need mice of the Kol. You might have thought this is all about Bezdin, nothing to do with the Kol. The Chiddush is you need the mice of the Kol. Okay, how about the Hayim and Beis? What's the drushan of Hayim and Beis? Sezra. Excuse me. Says Rashi. Excuse me. Says Rashi. On Daf Hey Amud Beis. Me'ein ha'eda nesta l'shkaga, she'teaseh l'shkaga de'achirim, da'hainu al-de'horaz bezdin, da'ra tluyu be'bezdin. The drasha is that hora is tluyu be'bezdin. Me'ein ha'eda nesta l'shkaga. Nesta means nesta al-de'achirim. It's obvious the call does the sin, but maybe the call doesn't sin on their own, their chayav. How do you know there's horas bezdin? Nesta, someone else has to make the call do the sin. Who else is going to make the call do the sin? You can imagine weird scenarios, but within the normal halachic system, obviously only bezdin. So that's how it says Rashi, continuing. How about Abaye? This was Abaye. How about Rav? Lecholam bishgaga. What does Rashi say?
Rabbi Mechala Meshgaga, Shiukulim Tulim Meshgaga, Hakal Bebezdin, Dara Tulim Bebezdin, and Masa Tolu Kol. They all have to be part of the Meshgaga, the Kol and the Bezdin, because the Ra is Tulim Bezdin. Clearly sounds like Rashi continuing his own derech. What's the Chiddush Kol? They're all in the Meshgaga. Even the Bezdin's in the Meshgaga, right? That they have to do the Hora. So Rashi seems to have a very clear derech. How about Afheim Vez? According to Rashi, he says, no, it's obvious that we're talking about the mice of the kahal. The chiddush that by Rabbi's darshening is the horas bezdin. All of a sudden, this whole drusha is flipped from what it used to be. Okay, let's just finish up. Utricha, why didn't the Abaye and Rava? The Gemara assumes that they could have said, well, because Abaye has some reason he doesn't like Rava's drusha because he uses it for something else, and Rava has a reason he doesn't like Abaye's drusha, he uses it for something else. But instead they say, no, Taka, they agree with these other drushes, and they both need them both. If it had only said, me'ene ha'ida, I would have thought, like on Amin Aleph from Shimon Elazar, even a mi'ad is chayiv. L'hachizim l'cholam b'shgaga, to teach you, you need a roof. Okay, according to Shimon Elazar, you need a questionable roof, but everyone agrees you need some sort of roof. The Iksim L'cholam B'shgaga, I mean, of the base Madi Ruba. If it was L'cholam, you would have thought base then has to do it also. L'cholam means everyone has to be equal in doing it. Ta'a L'chaksim V'ayne Nesta L'shgaga. No, it has to be Nesta L'shgaga through the Me'ayne Ha'eda, which means the Me'ayne Ha'eda have to be the cause of the Shgaga, they don't have to be the result of the Shgaga. V'haki K'sibi Anakroi V'avodos K'chavim K'sibi. Hold on, these people are only by the Parvasar Shal V'avodos K'chavim Parsha Shlach. How do we know these have anything to do with a regular, all the other creases of Shabbat Torah in Parshas VaYikra? Between the two parshios of the, you know, Parhel and Dover and the Seiri of Otis Kochavim, of Me'ene, Me'ene, here it says Nel and Dover, Me'ene Akal, there it says Me'ene, the Nesel Shkaga. Okay, Shalom Yisrael. Rabin Hananel reads this Gemara differently. I'm not going to open it up now because the hour is super late, but Rabin Hananel reads this Gemara the same as the previous Gemaras, which reads very nicely. He says, what are you talking about? Don't you know what we're talking about? We're trying to fill in what we had beforehand, right? That we knew Horas Bezdin. Me'ene ha'eda! We all know who the Eine ha'eda are. The Eine ha'eda, the Eine ha'eda are Bezdin, right? The Chiddush is, how do we know you need Maisa Kol? Maybe Me'ene ha'eda Nesel Shtoga Bezdin did it. How do we know you need the Kol to be involved? And then we have Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, you know how you need the kol involved? Nesta means someone does it because of someone else. If Bezdin did it for themselves, that wouldn't be Nesta, that would be Asu, it wouldn't be Nifal, it would be Paul. How could it be Nifal or Demishu Acher? It must be the kol did it. And then Rava's perfect. L'cholam b'shgaga, it's over the whole Am, and not just the Beis Din. So Ben Hananel actually reads very nicely. And then it's consistent. Why does Rashi read it in a way that's inconsistent? Or at the very least, how do we justify? Now, why for Rashi all of a sudden do we flip the drasha? Right? Or Bach came over and he said, I don't understand. Until now we've been darshaning one thing. Gemara says, and how did the other Tanan know the same thing? And then they darshan the opposite. So, what? Exactly. Who says that? Even before Mati? What? Who points it out explicitly for those of us who are a little slow on the uptake? The Tulsa's Rush. Right, okay, so not everyone needs the Tulsa Rush. But the Tulsa Rush points out that Rashi's reasonable, he's just starting with a different parsha. Remember, until now we were starting with the parsha Vayikra. How do you know it applies to Avodah Zarah? I guess you would say Me'ene Me'ene if someone asked that question. Here we're starting with the parsha Shlach, and how do we know it applies to Vayikra? Me'ene Me'ene. So Rabbeinu Hananel assumed that no matter which parsha you start with, you're starting in the same place. Rashi's, yeah?
Rashi might not even need a drasha.
Correct. Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Rashi assumes, no, you have to end up in the same place. That's the Gemara's question. How do the other, Rabbi Meir and Shimon, end up the same place where Yehuda? But you don't have to start in the same place, and here it's just very poshut. If you're talking about Vayikra, what's the starting point before Drushas? The starting point is that V'nelam davar me'ene Hakal equals Horas Bezdin. What does it mean? Vanela me'ene. Nela me'ene is Horas Bezdin. There are something's hidden from the eyes, and their judgment is talking about Horas Bezdin. That's clear. How about in Shlach?
let's call it a parsha. How about in Parsha Shlach or in Sefer Bamidbar? There it doesn't say v'nam lam dam. This is the first Tosfos Rosh here. It says rather, me'ene ha'eda nesa l'shgaga. And again, before the drushas, right? Before the drushas, just pshuto shel mikra. So here's where it's a machlokas. Says Rashi, it doesn't say v'nela me'ene. It says nesa me'ene. If it doesn't say v'nela me'ene, then that means ma'isa kahol. Me'ene eina nesa l'shgaga. That's what the Tosfos Rosh says. So that's the technical machlokes. There says Rashi, since it doesn't say nela me'ene, therefore it means the maisa of the kahal. And therefore you have to start in the opposite direction and get to the same place, of course. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, nope. Since it does say Einay, Einayim always means Bezdin. Einayim are Bezdin. They're the Einayim of the Kol. Therefore, it means Horas Bezdin. So we have here a very technical achlokas, Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. Is it that every Einayim means Horas Bezdin? So you always know Horas Bezdin. You just have to fill a Maisa Kol. And I think the Rabbeinu Chananel reads very nicely. I think he even reads smoother in the Gemara here. Rashi says, no, but Nelem Einay means Horas Bezdin. You have to fill in the Kol. If you start with Vayikra, but these Tanakh start with Shlach instead, and therefore they say Stame means Maisa Kol. You have to fill in the Horas Bezdin. Okay, we'll have to continue Amir Tzashem next time. Okay, I'm gonna have to 1 second.